Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Mac Show. I'm Jeff Gamet. I'm your interim host, sitting in for Ewan Rankin. And if you were here yesterday for the big show, you would have had a special treat because we had an interim host for the show, and that was Ewan Rankin, and we had a lot of fun. He's not here today because, you know, screw that guy. He has other stuff that he has to take care of, and so yeah, here we are, interim hosting still. And hey, it's great to be here because with the group of people I'm seeing, it tells me it's Friday morning, and this means I'm kicking off the weekend on a very high and happy note. The high part's because Boulder, Colorado.
In multiple contexts.
In multiple. That voice and you're hearing and that face you're seeing, what a stranger. It feels like it's been forever. Ben, how are you?
Not working today, which is the best part.
Well, I'm glad that the timing worked out so that you could join in today.
Yep, and since Thursday, Friday are my new days off, you'll be seeing me a lot.
Oh, all right. Well, that means quality of life has just improved. Yeah. Speaking of, Marty, how's it going for you?
It's a Friday. I have been sentenced to a 3-hour meeting after this at the university, where they will do what they do in all meetings, repeat stuff that they sent us in emails as if we don't read emails.
Which you don't.
I do. Wow, okay. I do, you know. They should do an online quiz, and for those of us that can answer it correctly, don't have to suffer through a 3-hour meeting.
Mm-hmm. So this meeting literally could have been an email, and was.
And was, yeah.
So you're saying you should be able to club test out of the meeting.
That's right.
That seems totally reasonable and appropriate.
So if you could extend this for like 6 hours, you'd be doing me a favor.
Marty, as I said in the chat, be careful what you wish for. We're capable of doing that.
Yeah. But, you know, the man that can make any boardroom meeting entertaining, Chuck Joyner. Chuck, how are you?
Okay.
Was that a compliment or an insult? I'm not quite sure, Chuck.
Well, it depends on your perspective, but I'm going with compliment.
Okay, I'll take it that way. A 3-hour meeting, Marty. I mean, you know, listen. At least they have an agenda. I mean, that's something. So give them credit where credit's due. They have an agenda.
No, because they don't. They don't, Chuck. That's okay. Even worse.
Well, then there's no excuse for that. You know, I mean, because you said they were going to read emails, so I kind of figure, well, at least that's the agenda, is read the emails and hopefully have meaningful discussion around the items. But judging by your reaction, it's not the case.
Mm-hmm. So. Yeah. No, it's not. I always say, when planning a meeting, you should ask the question, why are we meeting like this? It should have a purpose. If you're bringing everybody together in the same room, they should have a task to do that you need to have them all in the same room. So
Agreed. Well, but other than that, Jeff, I'm doing good.
Awesome.
Yeah. 3-hour meeting will turn anybody into Cranky Johnson.
That's how those people all got stranded on that island, right? That was a 3-hour tour.
Tour.
Oh. Yeah.
I wonder where you were going with that, Jeff.
I was going to a little island outside of a tropic port.
Yes.
Yeah. Interesting fact about that. Because already I'm rabbit-holing and we haven't even gotten through the introductions. The original opener for Gilligan's Island, so the black and white opener, the shot of the minnow leaving the port, you can see in the background there's a flagpole with a flag at half staff. And it's because they were filming that shot after Kennedy had been shot. And wow. And so the flags are all at half staff. And yeah, so there you go. I know, weird, rando. Yeah. No wonder I don't know my own address. It's because my head is full of stupid crap like that.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. And Jeff, your number is 867-5309.
Okay, Ben, here's another little side note because of that. Mm-hmm. Every time that I've been in a play, a stage production, where I have to dial a phone number, I always dial 867-5309, and I mouth it. and there's been only one time where I'm mouthing the number, where I get to the end of the number, and I heard a single person laugh in the audience. So I knew there was one lip reader.
That also recognized the number.
That also recognized the number. Yep. Yep. Okay, so now we'll go back to highbrow. Patrice, how are you?
I thought you said going to some tropical island. I don't know. That would be nice. No, I'm here. Does that count? I don't even know how to answer that question. See, I'm back to work. So that's how well it's going. I also had a ton of meetings like that, Marty. That's basically my week, always. It's always meetings like that. There's some really good meetings in between, but there's also some where I'm like, just, can we just not do this? So there's that. There's that. No, but I'm good. I have not been flying the last 2.5 weeks, I think, by now, because just chaos, life, and whatever.
I know. I just waved my hands and rolled around me. And,
yes. Yeah. I think August 2nd was my last flight, so 20 days. And I'm trying to schedule one for this weekend, but it's not looking good. And then I'm on vacation. Then I'm on business trips again. So I'm like, yeah. Yes.
Nice. Well, I'm glad you're here. And I'm glad that, like the rest of us, you're upright and not crying.
I'm okay with the upright and not crying. We'll see about that.
Yeah, in this moment.
In this moment, yes.
Yeah. And just in time, Dave, how are you?
I am great. I'm sorry I'm late, but you know, I have this thing called work I got to deal with, and got pulled into a meeting last minute and talking about all kinds of fun things, but glad to be here with you guys today.
Glad you could make it. Excuse me. So, Dave, you're here just in time for me to tell everyone what our topic is today, and Chuck can take responsibility for this one, or credit. We're going to talk about our favorite summertime drinks.
Okay.
And I actually have three already that I've thought of. So I'll get the ball rolling with something that everyone would probably expect from me, which is a boozy drink. And I've been looking for a good recipe to drop into the chat. But my drink is a gin mule. So this is not the same as a Moscow mule, but only because instead of using vodka, you use gin. So the recipe that I use is very easy. You use gin, but it has to be a good gin.
And that's where the recipe stops.
Because just good stop. Gin.
It's like gin. Yeah. Okay, done. Who needs anything else?
Take some, Yes, you take some Bombay Sapphire, then
no.
you add more Bombay Sapphire.
No, that's not even good, Jin.
Okay, yeah. Oh, bless your heart, Ben, but you tried so hard.
Yeah.
Oh my God. The gin that I use, and Ewan can back me up on this because I sent a bottle home with him, and at least for a while, he kept the empty bottle as an altar after it was done. And this is the gin from Spirit Hound Distillery in Lyons, yeah. Colorado.
Mm-hmm.
And it's their own recipe. It's a very juniper-forward gin that then goes into a very botanical thing. So you know how some gins are very anise-forward? This one that, I mean, you can taste the anise in there because otherwise it just wouldn't taste like gin. But it's not the overpowering thing. And it works really well for a mixer for warm weather drinks. So my gin mule is Spirit Hound gin and a good ginger beer. And the popular one that everyone likes to use, what is that, Fever Tree?
Fever Tree is quite common and quite popular, yes.
And it's quite bad.
Depends on which one you get. There are some that are good and some that are bad. The one that's bad is the what is it called, Schweppes.
Schweppes is really bad.
Yes.
Yes, no, I mean that Fever Tree brand ginger beer.
Oh, the ginger beer. Yeah, that's crap. Forget that.
Yeah, it's a crap ginger beer.
Yeah.
So you need to find a better ginger beer and. I'm trying to remember which brand I was able to get. Hold on. Let me see if I can
find a good ginger beer that you could drink even just on your own. Like that's a good starting point.
Yeah, that's a key element. Well, it's like every element in a mixed cocktail. Yeah. If you can't drink the core components.
Yeah.
On their own, then it's not going to make a good mixed drink.
That's why also you shouldn't use really cheap white rum, for example, for certain drinks. Just like
Tastes
like certain body parts.
Yes. And I'm just doing a quick search. And of course, I can't find the ginger beer that I have in my fridge right now.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so you want something that has more of a sharp flavor, like it actually has flavor.
Yeah, not has like a proper ginger flavor, like ginger, right. Like that's how it should be.
Right, and then squeeze fresh lime into it.
Mm-hmm.
That's it. That's all you need for ginger beer, or excuse me, a proper gin mule.
Gin mule, I'll make one. Sounds good.
There, I've seen so many recipes that turn it into this crazy cocktail where you're adding in like simple syrup and you have to mash up mint and do all this other stuff and suddenly it's not a gin mule anymore. It's whatever else.
The reason why you add simple syrup is probably that either the gin is so overpowering that you need it or the ginger beer is so bad that you need it.
That makes sense. Yeah. Yep.
Yes.
Okay, so there we go. I started us off with how to make a quality gin mule.
So I have one that could be made with gin. There's variants of this with gin as well. It's called Hugo. It's kind of I don't know if it's like Italian or German, Austrian. I don't even know where it's exactly from. But it's kind of a very popular here, around here, very popular summer drink. You find it literally everywhere, and I like making it at home. I think it's Italian, is it's actually with elderflower liqueur or some elderflower cordial, but the one I usually make is with elderflower syrup, just easier to find, and I usually don't want the extra alcohol. But it's elderflower syrup, it's Prosecco, it's some like soda water, seltzer water, whatever. And some mint, and if you want for decorations purposes, some limes and ice. That's it. So it's quite easy to make. With the water in it, it's also quite refreshing. It's a perfect summer drink. As I said, if you want it a little bit more boozy, you can add gin, or you can add the elderflower. Instead of the elderflower syrup, you use elderflower liqueur. So that's kind of the variants you will find, but it's that easy to make. And a good gin would also work in that. Yeah, you can also make it completely virgin. Just leave out the Prosecco. Or use the other option I also sometimes do. I have Prosecco at home most of the time, but sometimes people prefer white wine or rosé.
Oh, I can see that.
I'll do that. Like it's so versatile because the principle works with a lot of things. You can just do it any other way you want. Easy to have at home as well.
Very nice.
I can jump in here. I'm not a big drinker, at least I haven't been the last few years, but there are a couple beers that I like that mm-hmm. I actually, one that I discovered probably about 10 or so years ago when I was visiting New England, and I was in Portland, Maine, and it's a pretty popular beer around the country here in the US. It's Allagash White. Very nice Belgium style wheat beer. It's like really smooth. It's not like Blue Moon, which got the ridiculously commercial version of that beer, but it's a nice refreshing beer that I like a lot. And whenever I can grab it here in the Chicago area, I grab it and have them once in a while. But it is a really nice refreshing beer, and I've been really enjoying that. So you really can't beat beers like that. I mean, it's not your typical stuffs like in the U.S., like, you know, Miller Lite and Bud and all those beers. I think this one has got a nice little refreshing taste to it. Then mm-hmm. there's a lot of craft beers out there now, but this one, like I said, discovered it while I was visiting. This Portland, Maine is where it's originated from, and then I had it when I was visiting there, we were having nice dinner there and got to try it, and it's like, oh my god, this is great, I want to have it again. And mm-hmm. But once in a while, I have a nice beer. I think it's a really nice, refreshing beverage.
Mm-hmm. Nice.
If you want it extra refreshing, you can do it the German way and add kind of Sprite to it. It depends on the region what it's called, but in Bavaria, it's called a Radler. So biker, basically. Radler, yeah, yeah. Biker. Bike rider.
Oh, Badler.
Radler. Like Rad is bike, so Radler.
Okay.
Radler, yes. As I said, depends on the region. Like in Hamburg, it's Alsterwasser. In Berlin, I don't remember what it's called. Has different names. But it's the same principles. Beer plus, like, lemonade of some sort.
Dave, what was that beer called again?
Allagash, Allagash. That's their website. And it's the Allagash Wheat.
Nice. Allagash Wheat. There it is, Allagash Brewing Company. Am I at least 21?
Nah.
It's got the
chronologically or something else.
5.2% ABV.
That's not bad.
Nice.
Well, I'll jump in with something completely non-boozy, and it was sort of the inspiration for my idea, because it didn't really occur to me. But this is something that I usually only drink in the summer. But you're going to be hard-pressed to find a bottle not in my refrigerator at any given moment during the summer. And then for some reason, I don't know if I just get my fill or not, but it just sort of fades away. And that is limeade.
Hmm.
Not lemonade. Limeade.
Limeade. Mm-hmm.
Limeade.
Yeah, I remember that.
And, mm-hmm. you know, there a lot of people make it, you know, and the one that I end up getting stuck on because it's easy to access, I just threw it in the chat, is Simply Limeade. Now look, I know, you know, it's not probably the best thing for you, probably a lot of sugar and a lot of other nasty things, but boom, boy, when you put this over, when it's cold and then you put it over ice to make it colder, it just I can go through a bottle in an afternoon if I'm not careful, because it's nice and tart and sweet at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
And so, and then of course, those of you who like to enhance your drinks with alcohol, it's a great, great place to start. But now just give me a bottle of this and a bunch of ice and I'm good.
Oh yeah, very Simply nice. Simply brand is really good.
Mm-hmm. All right. I've lost track.
I'll go.
Okay.
This is going to be something that is readily available in the United States, especially during summer, especially if you're a place with a tiki bar.
Mm-hmm.
And that is the frozen margarita.
You know, a good margarita is a really nice thing. And when you turn it into a Slurpee, then yes, it's like a magical summer drink.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. And when it's 35 degrees Celsius out, they are really nice to have.
Yeah. Yep. It's been a very long time since I've done a frozen margarita. But yeah, it's hot enough now, I suppose. I could mess up my afternoon with one.
Ask me about that one time Adam Christensen invited me out for lunch.
Yeah.
I don't remember it. I had a big margarita. That's all I remember.
He loves his beard.
That's one of the few alcoholic drinks I will enjoy with a good Mexican meal.
I
can verify that.
I have seen you drink a margarita.
Yeah, but that's pretty much it. You know, and I think almost to bring it full circle, that sort of brings it back to the limeade thing. It's not lime, but it's lime oriented. And Ben, you're right. You know, if you take it frozen, that's even better on a hot summer day. Of course, I go to sleep after the first one or two, but yes, other than that.
Yeah, but I mean, being face down on a nice sand beach with a Mexican slushy, things don't get any better than that.
I'll jump in on mine. Okay. This is going to ruin my reputation with you because you attribute a much worse reputation than I actually have.
Okay.
I don't drink to any extent.
Okay.
So let me give. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I know it doesn't have to be alcoholic. I'll get to that.
He didn't even drink water.
I should be drinking more water.
Mm-hmm.
But
I'm drinking my ice mountain water here.
I have, I've been through earlier relationship with Scotch basically, so I still can talk a good Scotch. And then somebody introduced me to clears, particularly vodka. And when I do drink, the only times I drink generally is when I'm at conferences and there's sort of this after hours sit down that I've got the energy to be at, and they want to order a drink. And I always order vodka on the rocks with a lime wedge, and the person serving me says, well, do you want Tito's or do you want this or do you want that? And I look them directly in the eye and I say, I want the cheapest vodka that you have, because it doesn't matter to me. It's vodka. I don't have a fine palate for vodka. It's vodka. Mm-hmm. Went through my, when I was drinking beer, I don't drink any beer really anymore, but I was a big fan of Guinness. And really liked heavy stout beers. Did a trip to Ireland a couple of years ago, and that was a nice refresher course for me in terms of Guinness. But my summer drink, and this is, I would like to say it's pretty much summer, is Arnold Palmer's. For those of you who don't know Arnold Palmer's or know what they are, it's basically iced tea with lemonade.
Mm-hmm.
You stole
it from me.
Or from me.
Hey, I only got one shot at this because I don't have a lot of other extensive things that I drink. But during the summer, in particular, it's Arnold Palmer, and that's what I'll have as my refreshing. So
yeah, I'll add on to that because my second one would have been iced tea, like homemade iced tea, because I make that all the time in the summer. I brew my own tea and then I add a little bit of simple syrup and throw it in the fridge. And I have like a big jug in the fridge, like that I just make and it lasts like a week and a half, 2 weeks probably. Add lemons to it and that's it. Like it's the easiest one. And you can make it as sweet or not sweet as you want. So that's the cool thing.
But Patrice, that was my second pick.
Mm-hmm.
But with just a little bit different, because I only do this in the summer. Mm-hmm. I drink iced tea all year round, but only in the summer do I take the time or the trouble or whatever to put lemon and then get some fresh mint.
Yeah, yes,
and that just that turns it into a summertime drink for me.
It does,
but yeah, you know. Otherwise, I love iced tea, but yeah, I usually don't. Just I don't know why. I just don't go to the trouble, but. That for some reason is just that's another one of those flavors of summer.
Yeah. So in the summer you're minty. That's what you're saying.
Yeah. Say again.
You're minty in the summer.
I'm minty in the summer. Okay.
I don't know.
All right, Patrice and Chuck. Yes. Your choices there. Play right into what I had planned on being my second choice, which is non-alcoholic, and it is tea, but it's not just like regular iced tea, it's fruit teas. So what I do is I take three different types of fruit teas, so raspberry, peach, and then whatever else is available at the time, so might be blueberry, might, you know, whatever. And I take a bag of each, put them in a mug, and then steep that for a while, and then I pour that into a mason jar, and then I fill the mason jar with ice. And there's this company that makes these drink lids for mason jars, so I just pop one of those on there, and I have a big metal straw that I drop in, and as the ice melts, then what had become a concentrated tea dilutes down to regular tea. Oh, and I do throw some sweetener in there. It depends on my mood. It'll either be honey, or if you want it to be sweet, but to have also a tartness to it as well, put several drops of stevia in instead. Mm-hmm. And it's a really nice flavor.
Yeah.
And I do that in the summer a lot.
Hmm. Very cool.
Yep.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
One of my favorite teas also is the Pure Leaf brand. I drink the no sugar brewed tea. It's really good. And sometimes I get from there you go. He's got Gold Peak.
There you go.
I do the Pure Leaf and the Gold Peak are both good. I like the diet more, but the no sugar unsweetened tea is really good. That Gold Leaf one has a diet one too that has this sweetener in it, the artificial sweetener. It's really good. I'm sure I'm assuming that's the one you have, but those are nice refreshing for the summer too. And sometimes I from like Sam's or Costco, I buy like an 18 pack of them. So I have a nice stash.
I buy a pack of them and then buy some squeezed lemon juice, you know, and a little, and then just top it off with that. So I've got a lemon flavor.
There you go.
Version of it.
Yeah. Jeff, I want to give you credit. It never occurred to me to do my own fruit teas. I mean, I love peach tea. There's a blackberry tea out now that's really good, but I never thought about A, doing my own, or B, combining them. So that's an interesting idea.
It's really nice. And the first time you do it, it's like, holy crap, how did I not know this is a thing before? And which is exactly what happened when I was taught about this. And it immediately became a regular thing for me.
Marty, when you mentioned lemon, there's another thing here that is massive in Austria, and that's called soda citron. It's literally just usually sparkling water and fresh squeezed lemon juice. That's it. Nothing else. And some ice. You find it everywhere. It's the cheapest thing you can get here.
What's really the good. Mix? What's the mix, Patrice?
Well, it's not a lot of lemon juice, because lemon juice is quite okay. strong. It's mostly water, but it adds a little bit extra flavor.
Hmm. You don't any need sugar in it?
No sugar.
Okay.
Hmm.
Yeah. Who has another one?
I did find a second one.
Sure.
And this brought me back to when I was young and working in the city of Chicago for the Mayor Daily, the first Mayor Daily. And I would have a lunch break, and on the lunch break in the summer, walking around Chicago to kill an hour, I would always stop at Orange Julius.
Oh, yeah.
Do people
oh,
know, boy.
Know I what forgot Orange Julius? That was a thing.
Yep. Yep.
And the, you know, the story about it is that in the 1920s, I think it was in California, there was a guy by the name of Julius Freed who had an orange juice stand. And sales were kind of stagnant, and he decided to add some cream into it. So you had this frothy, creamy orange juice. And people would come up and say, give me an orange, Julius. And hence that kind of industry started. And I'll put the recipe in the live chat, or at least one of the recipes. But it essentially is a combination of 1 cup of milk, whole milk, 2 teaspoons of vanilla extract, a 16-ounce can of frozen orange juice concentrate. So this is kind of a heavy orangey type of thing, a 1/2 cup of sugar or sugar substitutes, and then 1.5 cups of ice. And that gets all mixed up or blended up. And I used to take my lunch hours and go over to Orange Julius and get one just to kind of cool off for the day. And also, you know, jack up my sugar level.
you Marty, know... I haven't thought of Orange Julius in a long time. Yeah, and I'm... Unfortunately, you know, the ones that I remember in my area are all gone. And I hope it's not all gone, because now you've got me craving an Orange Julius.
I do remember friends drinking those. And there were, I remember at the mall, because that was the thing, at the Orange Julius stand, if you asked, they would add in a raw egg.
Why?
And I had a friend who would do an Orange Julius with a raw egg in it.
Yeah. That just completely ruined it for me.
Yes.
Yeah.
I imagine it would just be weird.
I don't think you would notice it.
If there's enough alcohol in it, probably not.
Yeah. No, just because it's blended up so much that I don't know that you'd even notice the egg.
As someone who has no basis for what an Orange Julius tastes like, I would have no idea.
Yeah, but, that sounds more like an orange salmonella.
That's funny. Orange Julius does still exist. There's a shop like right near my house. I'm going to have to go
there. And I put the locations in our chat. So if you want to know locations, you can search.
Thank you, Marty.
Dairy Queen owns it too. I did as well in the chat. Mm.
Does anybody like ciders? Mm. I like a good cider in the summer.
A good cider is,
I put one in the chat. Bulmers is, I think, a British or not Irish. I think it's Irish company. They also sell here, and I like them. There's one crushed red berries and lime. That's really good.
There's an Orange Julius in my town, and I don't even know. I didn't even know it.
It might be in the Dairy Queen. Less than a mile from me.
Well, sometimes they have a combination Dairy Queen or Orange Julius.
I bet that's it, because I know, right? Yep, that's what it is. Okay, all right, Marty. Well, thank you. So now you didn't just tempt me. Now I know where I'm going later today.
Yep, me too.
I'm going to go now. There's a standalone Orange Julius. I'll go there too. I got something else if you want everybody to see these things. Oh, you can't see it. Liquid IV. All these things. It's the hydration multiplier, electrolyte drink mix. I've been digging them lately, and they're very, very popular right now. You see a lot of people doing. I mean, we actually have these around the office here. In our little cafes, we always have packs you can grab, and they're very refreshing. You just put it in, just get, you know, like a standard bottle of water, and you pop, throw it in and shake it, and you get a really nice taste to it, as well as getting some electrolytes. So I put the link in the chat here. I thought it was it's a really nice one. They come in sugar and sugar free, and they sell like big huge boxes at the warehouse stores like Costco, Sam's Club here in the U.S. They're really nice and refreshing.
If you want a real liquid IV, go to your friendly RN nurse.
Dave.
I've seen that.
My wife fainted outside of standing in line for a Cubs game in the heat, and the emergency medical technician came up and basically whipped one of those things up and had her drink it, and it works.
It works.
Yeah. I didn't have to leave her outside.
I love your priorities, Marty. Yeah.
All right. I'll toss another boozy one in.
Sure.
This is a Dark and Stormy, and I didn't know about Dark and Stormies until a couple years ago, and a friend made one for me. I'm like, holy crap, this is amazing. What is it? Well, it's basically a Moscow Mule, where you use a dark spice rum as the alcohol base. And no mint, so it's the dark rum, spiced rum, the ginger beer and lime, and that's it. Ooh. I did find a couple of the ginger beers that I really like. Fentimans is my favorite for doing drinks, and when I can't find Fentimans, I've been using Maine Root, like the state of Maine Root. Dark and Stormy. The recipe that I found and shared, I just realized it. Let's see. Never mind. I misread part of what they put in the recipe. Okay, yeah, I thought they said you could substitute ginger ale, which you absolutely cannot.
Then it's not a Dark and Stormy anymore.
Right. It's at that point, it's just ruined rum.
It's a Canadian Stormy.
Maybe it's a white and Stormy then.
Yeah, I think it's more like a dark and mildly annoying weather.
Okay. Okay. It could also be it.
Yep. Yep. Staying with the rum theme, I will go with a cheap alternative to a Caribbean classic. It is the 7-Up or Sprite, or whatever Pepsi calls theirs this week. or the cheap version from Walmart, Mojito.
Aldi.
Aldi, yes, Aldi has a lemon lime pop too.
Yep.
Yep, you take 3 ounces of Mojito mix, 3 ounces of your lemon lime soda of choice, an ounce or five of light rum, some ice, add in that little bit of mint leaf and other garnishing, and pretend like you're partying up on the island instead of in the middle of nowhere.
Well, now I feel kind of stupid because it never even occurred to me to make a mojito using mojito mix. But of course there's mojito mix. I mean, how could there not be? And that would certainly make it so much easier.
Yeah. I mean, granted, it isn't going to taste like an amazing mojito from your local bar.
Nope.
But it's going to be significantly more friendly on your wallet.
True.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I have one that's also friendly on your wallet. Most people here know it as Cuba Libre. I think in the US it's mostly rum and coke. Like, it's easy to make. You need a good rum. And I say good rum. It doesn't have to be the best, perfect, you can drink it alone rum. But, like, it should be a good spiced rum. I actually like Captain Morgan spiced for that. It's quite nicely. And a real coke. And usually Mexican coke if you're in the US, because it tastes better. Yes. And some ice and some lemon slices, and that's it.
Yeah, well, because the Mexican Coke uses real sugar.
Correct. Yeah, so super easy to make. That's why you also see it at a lot of parties, and they make it really cheap. But if you make it at home, it's so much better. And it's, yeah, I mean, you can skip the alcohol, then it's just Coke. But add a nice rum.
All right, I now have a question.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm genuinely curious. Have any of you tried any of the non-alcoholic spirits?
Yeah.
Were they any good?
I mean, yes, I thought so. But I also kind of was like, at that point, I'll just do a non-alcoholic cocktail. I don't need a non-alcoholic spirit. It's like a fake meat. I'm like, yeah, sure, but what's the point?
So, well, here's where I'm going with this. Something like a Dark and Stormy, Gin Mule, an old fashioned.
Yeah.
Where I want the flavors,
but not
especially
the
on a hot alcohol. Summer day. Yeah. But I don't drink alcohol for the alcohol.
Mm-hmm. Same.
I drink it for
that's the flavors. That's what they all say.
I'm gonna stick to that story.
Yeah, no, I'm with you. I mean, there's a reason why I basically, I mean, despite that I just listed a bunch of alcoholic drinks, to be honest, I barely ever drink any of them. Actually, every couple of months I'll probably have a glass of wine or whatever. So I usually do non-alcoholic versions of the drinks. So I can see, as I said, but for me it's like, might as well. I mean, maybe call it something different. I don't need the non-alcoholic alcohol, basically.
Mm-hmm. So, Patrice, what you said, maybe I misunderstood, but you said you don't drink the non-alcoholic drinks. You'll go for a non-alcoholic cocktail.
Yeah, it's basically, I mean, instead of doing a Dark and Stormy but the rum is now a different one, or like a non-alcoholic kind of tasting rum thing. I'll do something else and call it something else. Like, I don't see why I even have to go that way. I can just, I don't know, with a Dark and Stormy, I could just add, I don't know, some Coke or whatever I want. Like, do it differently or just skip the alcohol and simply have a ginger beer with some lemon. I can understand if people want the taste but not the alcohol. But for me, it's like, I don't care too much about that. In fact, for the Hugo that I mentioned in the beginning, that is quite easy because you just skip the Prosecco and you have a non-alcoholic version. It tastes basically the same, so it's not a problem.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Just try.
Yeah.
Just
I don't need non-alcoholic Prosecco for that. I can just not have it.
Yeah, stuff that has Prosecco in it, oftentimes you can just skip it or put something else that's very light with carbonation in, because that's probably what you really wanted anyhow. You could do like fresh soda water as opposed to never club soda. Oh my God, no. Never club soda.
No. No. No, it's that, like, that's... But I mean, if someone wants it, like, nothing against it. It's just, I don't see why. What's the point?
Well, if I ever do try one of these drinks where I'm using one of the non-alcoholic rums or whatever, I'll report back and let you know what I think. So
I actually kind of want to try them for cooking.
If you're doing it just for the flavor part.
Not so sure that's going to work, but try it.
Well, it'd be interesting to see, because, the alcohol usually just burns off.
Yeah, but the things they had to do to get to that flavor without the alcohol is to question how well that then, works in,
good point.
In when you're cooking.
Good point.
Yeah, and that's my problem with those. I mean, if it was literally like, okay, we removed the alcohol from it, or didn't add it, but it's the rest is the same. Like, I don't know, it's a cider without alcohol. We just didn't ferment it, but it tastes the same. It's just carbonated. Like, okay, sure. But if they have to go through great lengths to like add flavors and add a bunch of crap to it to make it taste like the alcohol version without alcohol, then I'm like, well, I'm not so sure about that.
Yeah, that doesn't sound appealing.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hey, we have a sponsor, and that's Awe Technologies.
Nice.
And they're a sponsor.
It's cute, Patrice. Very nice.
So if well, you need to find like the best company for doing the video and atmospheric monitoring for your project, that's what Awe Technologies does. They've done a ton of stuff in the rail space, and they're super awesome, and it's great that they are here and supporting us. Without their help, we wouldn't have server space. So they are UK based, but if you need their services outside the UK, give them a call. Maybe they can make a deal happen. So that's awetechnologies.co.uk. And thank you, Awe Technologies, for sponsoring our show. Yes. Patrice, we have this awesome live chat where we've been dropping links to the various drinks and other products. And, do you mind telling people about that?
Yeah, I don't mind at all. It's a really cool live chat. I see Ben was showing a TARDIS on stream. We have a really cool live chat, live.britishtechnetwork.com. That's where you go when we're streaming this live, which we are usually doing Fridays, 4 p.m. UK time for this very show, and Thursdays, 7 p.m. UK time for the big show where we usually talk about non-Apple things. And yesterday we geeked out on old games on old platforms, and that was interesting. Like, there were a lot of, like, who remembers Gorillaz, for example, the QBasic game? We talked about that.
Yeah.
or Nibbles.
the rap group?
No, that's a different one. So no, it was said. It was a cool show. We're also doing some more fun there. And all you do is said live.britishtechnetwork.com, and then you see on the left the video, on the right the chat. You start typing. It generates really fun names like Taco Bender. I see here.
Cranky Johnson.
Yes, aka Chuck. Heuristic McNulty. Serene Deli. Like, we have some cool names, but you can change it
Gypsy
if you want.
Danger.
Oh yeah, You can change the name. You can change the name. Just go up top, tap on the purple button, change name, and that's it. So and there's no registration or anything required. Like, it's just literally start typing. If you want to get to the links and everything we talked about in the chat afterwards, like when you're listening to this in the recorded form or whatever, you just interested, you maybe also remember, I was like, oh, they talked about it. Where was that link again? You can go to britishtechnetwork.com/chat, and there is a calendar that allows you to select a date for the chat transcript. And if you select today's date, which would be August 22nd, 2025, then you would see everything we talked about in the chat today.
Awesome. And this is a good, really good one to pay attention to, because a lot of what we've talked about been put in the chats, especially some of Jeff's recipes.
Yes.
You know, I'm here to keep you happy and
drunk.
I would say hydrated during the summer, but
yeah, drunk.
Yeah, I guess drunk during the summer. Yeah.
What summer?
So, Patrice, thank you for doing that. Also, thank you for all the work you put into modernizing our live stream and our live chat. I know for you it's nothing, but for the rest of us, it was technological magic and wizardry that happened. Yeah. Hey, it's I guess it's about time to wrap up and go make some drinks. So, Ben, where can people find you?
Well, when I'm not drinking summer themed booze, you can find me at Ben Rathig on social media, where I disappear like I'm drunk. You can find my writings and ravings at RathigTech.com. You can also find me on such shows as In Touch with iOS, This Mac Voices Live with Cranky Johnson, and also occasionally The Big Show.
Nice. And
should we rename the show Mac Voices Live with Cranky Johnson? That sounds like a really cool title.
It does, actually. Yeah, it does.
Is that a person or a body part that you're talking about that when you say Cranky Johnson?
We're not sure. We're gonna have to ask the chat.
Yeah. Huh. All right. Well, Marty, where can people find you?
You can find me at Gencius, Gencius, at mastodon.social, or also at Blue Sky. The projects I'm involved with, you can find at the podtalk.net website. That includes Tuesdays with Chuck on Mac Voices, Thursdays with Dave on In Touch with iOS, and then a assorted group of podcasts that I'm involved with. And it's always a pleasure to be here on a Friday morning for us stateside and be part of this group. So thanks.
Yeah, this is great. Once again, we have no one from the UK on the show, but we are international. So there's that. Yeah. And representing Pennsylvania, Chuck, where can people find you?
MacVoices.com. That's where you'll see all the interviews, all the group discussions, all the fun. I have also started trying to make regular posts to the Mac Voices blog. So you want to check some of those out. I've sort of hit a little bit of a cadence. I'm going to try to keep it up because you know how that is. Sometimes life just gets in the way. The live show is Tuesday nights at 8 p.m. Eastern at youtube.com/MacVoicesTV. And you can find me on pretty much all the socials as at Chuck Joyner. And Marty, good luck with the meeting.
Yeah. Well, at least now Marty has some drink options to take the bite.
Try them all. You should try them all.
Yeah. Yeah.
At the same time.
Yes.
Before the meeting.
Before the meeting.
Yeah. My goal is to get there early enough that I can sit in the back. It's sort of like hiding in church in the last pew.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Hey, Patrice, where can people find you?
Well, I'm usually here on the Mac Show on Thursdays and the Big Show on Fridays. And I say usually because just like next week, sometimes I'm traveling and can't join the show. Next 2 weeks, actually. But yeah, usually I'm here. ThePatrice.com is my website. All the social medias, the like podcast projects, everything I'm doing, you can find there. And I like to show the mug for the people watching. The people listening will have to believe me that I'm showing it. Retro Rewatch is a show Jeff and I do together. We rewatch retro TV shows that I love and Jeff has never seen before. We are, we've done some random things like Gilmore Girls recently, one episode, but we're back to Stargate SG-1. We've just started season 3. And season 3, episode 3, Fair Game, will be out shortly. And by the way, I want to mention, we've done over 50 episodes already. So there's a backlog now you can listen to if you haven't.
I was going to say that. Congrats on 50 episodes.
Thank you.
Awesome. Okay. Patrice, I have to say, doing vision profiles? No.
I'm not doing vision profiles.
I have literally no idea where that just came from.
Oh, I have. I know where it came from.
Wow. Anyhow, doing retro rewatch is so much fun. I'm really glad we're doing the show.
Yeah.
All right. So now I'll gracefully recover from my brain not functioning. Dave, where can people find you? And where can people find vision profiles?
Well, when I'm not interrupted by this thing called work that pays my bills, you can find me on In Touch with iOS at intouchwithios.com. YouTube channels, youtube.com/intouchwithios. And like Jeff said, Monday nights, I'm on Vision Profiles with Marty and Eric. Absolute blast on that show. And we enjoy it. And maybe sometime when Patrice is on vacation, she can come late night and can join us. We have an absolute blast talking about Vision Profile, the Vision Pro. Tuesday nights I'm on Mac Voices Live with the gang. Always enjoy that show. And then my show is on Thursday nights, 8 p.m. Eastern time. And then Fridays here on Mac Show. And then you can find me on social media, Blue Sky and Mastodon is where I'm at mostly, at Dave G65. Thank you, Jeff.
Awesome. All right. And I guess that means it's my turn. So let's see, social media, Jay Gamut everywhere, pretty much. And I'm active right now, mostly on Mastodon and Blue Sky and Pixel Fed. And then for podcasts, Tuesdays on Chuck's Mac Voices Live, Thursdays on Dave's In Touch with iOS, never on Marty's Vision Profiles, because I do not have an Apple Vision Pro.
Why don't
then, because Chuck still won't buy me one.
Oh, that's true.
Chuck won't buy himself one. So,
yeah. See? So, Chuck, do you see where the problem is here?
Yes.
It's a breakdown in cash flow.
Oh. Yeah, buy me a Vision
Drat
Pro.
That capitalism.
Buy Chuck a Vision Pro. We need a website.
Right, yes. So let's see, other shows. The Big Show and the Mac Show here on the British Tech Network. Brian Chaffin and I do the Context Machine. And as Patrice pointed out, we do Retro Rewatch together. And with that, I believe it is time to wrap up. So thank you to all of you for putting a smile on my face on this Friday morning. I'm so happy we are all here together, and this has been an absolute blast. Everyone that's watching, listening live, participating in the live chat, thank you for being here as well. I'm so glad you're all with us. Everyone that watches and listens to the shows later, thank you for being part of this as well. You all rock. Hey, Ewan, thank you for being you. Muller, thanks for making sure we have people for shows. Also, Odd Technologies, thank you for being our sponsor. And with that, please come back next Thursday for the Big Show. Again on Friday for the Mac Show. We are continuing with Summer of Fun still. And everyone, have an awesome weekend.